We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. Miss Sammy, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Glad to see some sunny days along. It seems like we've had a lot of rainy days. And, you know, I feel much better when the sun's shining.
It may just be psychological, but I agree with you.
It is. Not that I'm going to do anything, you know, anything. I'm not going to get out and plow the garden or anything. But it just seems like on a good sunny day, I feel a lot better than I do these rainy, dreary days. Of course, I know that we're going to bat our eyes and it's going to be 102 and I'm going to be saying, oh, give me a rainy, cool day.
Yeah, but right now I'm ready for that sunny, warm day.
Me too. I enjoy it. I've sat there at my back windows. You've been in my kitchen, so you know where I'm talking about. And I've worked puzzles. I bet I've worked 25 puzzles. You know, I was ahead of my time. I always worked, always, well, not always. Raleigh and I worked puzzles some. Now that everybody's working puzzles during this quarantine time, you can't hardly find a puzzle to buy one.
Well, I haven't looked, but I can see why that would be the case.
Oh, they have. I got all mine that I've had. Since I had that health problem, and I worked probably 20. I wouldn't doubt it. I got most of them from Amazon. Well, some of them people gave me as gifts, but I got a lot from Amazon. And I looked at Amazon's, and they don't have a lot of them. They say sold out. And I think the price is, I was fortunate. I had ordered three in January, 3,000 piece ones. And that takes you a while, especially when you're doing by yourself. Until I was staying in, and Darlene was coming all the time. She worked with them. And if Lee and Shanna came, she'd sit down and work some. And, you know, different people would work on them. But since I do it myself, it goes a lot slower when it's just me.
Yeah, I can understand that.
But I do like doing them, and I think they're probably good for me. But anyway, I sat there in the days of those big windows across or right across the table from me where I'm sitting working. And those pretty sunny days, you know, it just makes you feel better.
It does.
I feed the birds. I watch the birds out there and see various animals running across the yard. I have had this spring, which I never had before, a red fox that goes across there. I worry about my kitties because I think, you know, these varmints sometimes might carry them off. But anyway, I like the sunshine.
It's always nice to be able to look out the window and see activity out in the world, though.
Well, I have bird feeders out there, and I see all kind of birds. I really enjoy them. I haven't had but two hummingbirds so far this year. I don't know. Last year, I had so many. Barbara said she only had one, is all she's seen. So I don't know whether they're staying away because of the virus or not coming back to the U.S. or what the deal is there. You want to talk about food?
Let's talk about food.
Okay. I got a crock pot Reuben dip. I don't know if you like Reuben sandwiches, but I do.
I do.
And I had a friend who would bring Reuben. This is not her recipe, but when I had parties and things, she brought a Reuben dip. But this is one you make in the slow cooker or in the crock pot. I really like the taste of it. It's 8 ounces of sliced corned beef, and you chop that up. If you've cooked corned beef and you have leftover, which I had once, you can use that, but you can buy it, you know, in the deli. 8 ounce package of cream cheese and cut that in chunks. And a 14-ounce can of sauerkraut, 8 ounces of sour cream, and 2 cups of shredded Swiss cheese. And in your crock pot, you just combine your corned beef, cream cheese, sauerkraut, sour cream, and Swiss cheese. And cook on low heat for 3 hours and stir it every once in a while. And you can serve it with pita bread or crackers or whatever turns your crank when it comes to the dippers.
Right. You know, you mentioned sauerkraut. That's one of those things that I think has kind of fallen out of favor as time has gone by. And I have not had any homemade sauerkraut in years.
Well, I think Charlie Smith several years ago brought me a quart that he made, and it was beautiful. It was white, and it was really, really good. And I've really gotten so, instead of the can, with this, it doesn't matter because you're mixing it all up. But I cook it occasionally. I have a recipe where I cook it with ribs, with country-style ribs. And you put tomatoes and caraway seeds, and I really like that you buy in the bag.
I've seen that. I have not tried it.
Well, it reminds me more. My mother made kraut when I was a kid in a crock and then put it in jars. I think it was Birch Carden used to make it in jars. He would just take jars and he would put it soft and whatever you put in it, you know, vinegar or water, and he would put it in those jars and make it. But she put it in a crock and then put it over in jars. I can remember seeing her do that, you know, when I was really young. She didn't make it after I got older. But we we always had it some. We say ribs and kraut, or, you know, pork and kraut was always good.
When I was just little, we had a neighbor that would make it at home, and she would always bring Mom a can over when she had finished, and I remember that being as good as it got. I've not had homemade kraut in years and would love to run across a good recipe for it, but I don't know that I would tackle it myself at this point.
It'd just be nicer if somebody brought you one they made.
Well, that would be good.
But honey, don't talk to me and hold your breath, because I'm probably not going to.
I understand, Miss Sammy.
I liked it all right when Mama made it, and she bought it, or we had it occasionally, you know. I liked it all right, but as I've gotten older, you know, your taste change, and you grow to like things you really didn't. And I do enjoy it once in a while if it's good, you know. I really do, but I'm like you, that Charlie May was really good. And I did decide the last time I had some canned kraut, which, you know, I bought a can, and I used it, and I thought, the next time I do this, I'm going to buy the bag, because I really liked it better. But now this dip, where you've got all this stuff together, you know, is different than just eating it with ribs and mashed potatoes.
Sure. Well, what else do we have today, Miss Sammy?
Okay, I got a taco spaghetti casserole. This is pretty easy to make. You know, we're all sort of into taco seasoning and Latin American spices, and you use taco seasoning in this. It's 2 pounds of ground beef, 2 packages of taco seasoning, 2 cans of Rotel tomatoes and chilies, a can of tomato paste, 1 pound of spaghetti, 6 cups of water, and 2 cups Mexican blend shredded cheese. You know, that cheese is in the bag and there's a Mexican blend. And you brown your ground beef and drain the fat. As I say, most of the time the ground beef I get, because I usually try to get ground chuck or doesn't have any fat really to drain. And you stir in your taco seasoning and add your Rotel tomatoes and tomato paste and your spaghetti and cover it with 6 cups of water. You don't cook your spaghetti first like you do a lot of times. You put it in there and cook it with the meat. And I do that with some recipes anyway, because it seems like it really, you know, absorbs that flavor.
Right.
You bring it to a boil and reduce the heat to simmer. And you cover and cook until the pasta is cooked and the water is absorbed, approximately 15 minutes or so. And pour the spaghetti into a 13x9 casserole dish, one you've sprayed so it won't be so dirty when you get ready to wash it. And top with the shredded cheese and bake at 350 until the cheese is melted and bubbly. And if you really wanted to, you could just cook it completely on the stove top and add the cheese after you've already cooked it and put it in that pan. But it's nice to melt it in the oven because it, you know, something about when you melt cheese on a dish in the oven, it gets kind of bubbly and golden, maybe a little brown in places. I think it gives it a good taste. And you can serve it with sour cream and cilantro if you want to, or chopped tomatoes and lettuce, whatever you wanted to put. It's sort of like, you know, like what stuff you'd want to put on a taco. Serve a little jalapeno peppers with it. And I have made this before, and I would chop up some tomatoes and some onions and some lettuce, and then have some more cheese. They're cold cheese and sour cream, and, you know, eat like you would a taco. But that's pretty tasty, and everybody likes that pretty well. It's something that's not a lot of dishes and not a lot of trouble to stir it all up. If you just do it in the pan and then put your cheese on top of it, you got the one pan. That's all you've got to worry. That's always good.
That's about as simple as it gets.
It is, and it's really tasty. It's just a little different, you know. I've made a lot of baked spaghettis where you use, you know, Italian sauces or various tomatoes and sauces. But the taco one is a little different taste than just something a little different.
We started out with an appetizer with the dip and then our main casserole. What do we got for dessert?
Oh, this is an old-fashioned cake, and I haven't made one for a long time, but Nora made one, and she was talking about it, and she said it was so good. An oatmeal cake. You know, I can remember when that was one of those things that kind of passes through. It's like, you know, I've talked about a lot of times, you know, there was times that everybody made different dishes, and an oatmeal cake was something that a lot of people made. I remember when Raleigh and I first married, we would go, Dorothy Carden was Joe Tom, her first husband was living them, and we would all get together on Saturday night, and she knew Raleigh loved us, so she made this oatmeal cake many, many times. And, you know, I'd kind of forgotten it till Nora mentioned it during this period of staying in when she's been cooking madly too. But she said she had forgotten how good they were, so I went and looked at the recipe, and I'm going to make one.
Well, my grandmother and a couple of my aunts used to make these, and they were delicious. And like you say, people kind of fell out of favor making them. I'm interested to hear the recipe.
It's funny how stuff you and I have talked about numerous times. There's so many things that you just had every time that, as you said, your aunt and your grandma made it. And probably every time you all got together and had a potluck or something, somebody bring it. And
sure.
I hadn't thought about it forever because I just hadn't thought about making one. I mean, I I've probably got 20 recipes for it. But you never hear anybody say anything about it anymore. And when Nora made it, that's when I thought, that does sound pretty good. And see, you can feel healthy because you're eating oatmeal.
Well, there you go.
1 1/4 cup of boiling water, 1 cup of oatmeal, old-fashioned, uncooked. And you don't want to use the instant, but you can use the quick, because I've used that in it. 1/2 cup of butter, 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of brown sugar, 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 1/2 cups all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 3/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1/4 teaspoon nutmeg. And you preheat your oven at 350 degrees and pour boiling water over the oatmeal and set it aside for 20 minutes. And you cream your butters and sugars and add your eggs. Then you add your vanilla and your oatmeal mixture. Then add flour, baking soda, salt, cinnamon, and nutmeg and mix it well and pour it in a greased 9x13 pan. And you bake for 30 minutes. And then you take 1/2 cup of butter, 2 cups of coconut, 1 cup of nuts finely chopped, 1 1/2 cups of brown sugar firmly packed, and 8 to 10 tablespoons of evaporated milk, not condensed, but you know, like Carnation or Pet. And then you melt your butter and add the coconut, nuts, brown sugar, and milk, and you mix that well. As soon as you take your cake out of your oven, you pour that over the top of it, and you broil it until the top is brown. And watch carefully to be sure it doesn't burn. But you put it under the broiler and that icing just cooks on the top of that cake and kind of soaks down into it. Pretty tasty.
I have had it with and without the coconut, and I'm one of those people that prefer it without.
I knew you didn't like coconut, and I thought about saying there when I would ramble around so much, you could leave the coconut out, it wouldn't make any difference, I don't think.
Probably not.
Whatever somebody doesn't like, I mean, if I don't like something, I'll leave it out.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, you can't leave the main ingredients out.
But no.
You're leaving things that are flavoring or extras. Different kinds of spices and different things they call recipes. I use what I have, and if I don't have it, I lived on the farm, a 5-mile trip to town even, to go get something you're going to put a teaspoon in. You know, I'm thinking, well, a little something else will work. I won't do that.
Right.
That's good. If you want to put a little ice cream on it, you could, or a little whipped cream, but it's just good like it is. It's really good warm, you know.
Well, Miss Sammy, some great recipes today.
I know. Just made you hungry, didn't it?
It did. Matter of fact, I'm sitting here thinking about that oatmeal cake. I probably will not be able to get that out of my mind for a while.
No, you're going to think about that. Because I've been thinking about it ever since Nora did. It's been a week or two since she told me that she made it, and she was talking how good it was. And I said, well, I wish I had a slice. Could you fax me one?
Well, there you go. Well, folks, if you would like a copy of any of the recipes that we have talked about here today, very simple to get. All you have to do is send us an email at wxbc@bbtel.com or sammyq@bbtel.com. Make sure you put Attention Skinny Cook in the subject line and let us know which recipe you want. We'll get that out to you.
That sounds good. I'll be glad to do it. I do get calls and emails and various things. I try to keep them laying here so I can send them to them easily.
All right. Well, Miss Sammy, what do we always say?
Oh, honey, don't ever trust that skinny cook.